Now, you might have known, or you might not have known, but the Sydney Film Festival wraps up this weekend, and it is your last chance to witness the critically acclaimed performance, Beware of Pity. It's a really great performance, actually, but it's based on the 1939 book, Beware of Pity, same name, and it follows the misadventures of Anton Hofmiller. He's a young cavalry officer who falls in love with Edith, then eventually breaks her heart. Pretty bad, pretty sad story. He's overwhelmed by guilt when the girl takes her own life, and Anton finally tries to put things right. Now, we're joined by Lisa Marie Hobusch, the assistant director, and Shabon Berlin, who's brought Beware of Pity to the Sydney Festival. Good morning, Lisa Marie.
Hello, hi.
Hello, thank you for joining me this afternoon. So, can you explain what sets your film apart, and why? What makes your film so special that's been picked specifically for the Sydney Festival?
I think it's very the topic is very common because it takes place right between the First World War and the Second World War, and they're talking about the possibility of another world war coming up, and it's about pity and those two different kinds of pity, like the pity I feel for like a crippled person or a homeless person, or the pity that comes to me and I don't have any possibility to get rid of it, and I have to feel it. And everyone knows the situations where you feel pity for persons you don't want to feel pity for, and I think it's very important to have a contact to that kind of pity and what brings pity into my life.
So some really important topics that you talk about in it then, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a lot of different topics that you can attach to your own life, and you can attach to the world political situation and everyone you're having arguments with about political situations and about migration and stuff like that.
Well, the original book was written in 1939, and it foreshadowed some pretty major world events that followed. How has the book's original context influenced this performance?
In the book, it's written in 39, which is right in before the beginning of the Second World War, but it actually takes... It's the older Hofmüller telling a story of his younger self, which is in 1914, right before, like 6 weeks before the start of the First World War. So we have two different situations before the World War starting, and it's about this feeling that something's coming up in the world politics and in nations politics, about people migrating to other lands because they have problems in their own lands and countries. And I think it's... the same situation right now, maybe that's what we want to tell everyone, to be aware of what situation are we in this world politics, and how can we avoid something like world war, and what does that do to us people?
So it's kind of, in a way, a warning of our own future now.
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
Well, the first show was last night. How did that go?
That went very well, actually. We had a great response of the people. I'm sitting in the show every night. I'm watching it every night to make sure that everything's working well and how the show's going on. And I had a great feeling in the audience because everyone was so concentrated and feeling what Hofmüller's story is doing to him and doing to all the people he's in contact with. And yeah, we had a great start at the festival.
That sounds so fantastic, especially as your assistant director, being able to see the audience just so invested in all this work you've made.
Yeah, it's great because we were touring a lot with that show, and it's so touching to see that it doesn't matter in which country and on what continent we are, everyone sees the same situation, sees the same story, and everyone has the same relation to Hofmüller, like feeling him and feeling the strudel he's always in. Simon, the director, was always talking about a strudel of feelings he's going down. And I think it it shows that every human is the same in emotions, and there is no difference, actually.
And where are you planning to take the performance from here?
The next planned tour is in Singapore, actually, in May. And I think we have a lot of requests for that. And it's touring a lot during the last 3 years, actually.
Right. Well, it sounds like you're doing pretty well for yourself. I mean, it sounds like a pretty amazing performance, doesn't it?
It is. It is. It's so fun. We have like nearly 100 show, I think. We're about like 86 show now. And it's every evening is different, but it's telling the same story, but you have a feeling where you are. You have other emotions coming back from the audience, and it's always kicking in differently.
Right. Well, I'm definitely going to maybe have a Google, see, maybe get some tickets for the weekend.
Yeah.
Lisa Marie, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
Yeah, thank you.
That was Lisa Marie Hobush, the Assistant Director of Beware of Pity, which is playing until the 27th at the Sydney Festival.